The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Let's get started. We have intern Laura here to ask some questions. Intern Laura, let's get started.
All right, thanks. So exactly what was Arne Duncan thinking, or perhaps not thinking, when he went on attack against Texas's education record?
You know, Laura, we had written this in the script as, what was Arne Duncan smoking? And I'm a little disappointed that you went off on your own with the... No, just kidding. But Rick, I missed this. I was on vacation. What happened, lastly? What happened? What was he thinking?
This is a really interesting... The one domestic policy area where the administration can plausibly claim some bipartisan success, their choir boy cabinet secretary that gets, you know, good write-ups in the Wall Street Journal, and this is the guy who goes out and starts gratuitously bashing one of the Republican candidates 5 months before Iowa?
And not only bashing him, but to make the case that kids in Texas are doing poorly, or that we should feel sorry for them, or that the educational record in Texas is not very good. You know, when look, you can have qualms with it, but you know, kids in Texas are doing quite well compared to the rest of the country, well, especially minority kids, and especially compared to Illinois, much less Chicago, where Arne Duncan's from. Well, we're not the first ones to point this out, of course.
I particularly liked that he was bashing Perry for dialing back school spending. This is 10 months after Duncan made a big point out of embracing the new normal and talking about how we were past the era of profligate education spending.
Yeah, that was a great speech at the American Enterprise Institute, which I think perhaps Duncan now is just pretending he never gave. He was just trying to make us happy on the right. Oh, well. This is problematic. You know, the last thing that those of us that support reforms, especially Common Core, which is delicate politically, but other things too, you know, that have been in the mainstream that have been bipartisan, is to have a big food fight over education in the 2012 election that becomes very ideological and that forces people on the left and right to go back to their camps. And, you know, I just worry that... you know, we have enjoyed, you know, that, look, you've made the case that maybe sometimes we have bipartisanship because the right has given up on a lot of these issues. But, you know, some of this stuff is just personal politics, mm-hmm. and it would be better if we didn't have it.
Well, I mean, it's crazy. There's other mouthpieces for Obama. You know, there's the governor of Maryland, who's head of the Democratic Governor Association, whose job is to go out and carry these fights. For a cabinet secretary who's charged with, you know, presumably the one area where there's bipartisanship, who's talking about trying to get NCLB Real done with good feeling on both sides. It was just really peculiar to see him get out front like this.
Well, and supposedly his people are saying it was just a mistake.
Whoops.
He was not under orders or anything. It just slipped out of his mouth. Although twice, because it was to Bloomberg and to C-SPAN.
I didn't mean I felt sorry for the kids of Texas. I meant I felt... happy for the kids of Texas.